And we are just about set for our second half of action. It'll be MU and Marist with the Hawks leading 35-33. Welcome Matt back to the broadcast. And I know you and Josh probably talked about it a little bit, but before we talk Monmouth hoops, you get into the big news of the day on the high school side of things. Any word on Shore Conference tournament seedings yet?
We talked briefly about it. Kind of went with the theme, obviously, that Point Pleasant Beach, who will be the top seed on the boys' side, has a player that Monmouth is hot on the trail of, that being Matt Farrell, who I think is almost a certainty that he will win Shore Conference Player of the Year. Had committed to Boston College, decommitted. Monmouth was among the last teams that was recruiting Matt, so they're back in the mix, so to speak, and it could be very likely that Point Beach could be playing here in that final day of the Shore Conference tournament, which will be March 1st, boys and girls doubleheader.
That follows a big couple of games as Monmouth will have the second half's first possession here moving left to right. Hawks will try to go down low to establish things here, and Zach Tillman, after an errant pass from Brady, has to go all the way up high to receive it, as now an offensive foul will be the call on Josh James. A call away from the ball. But Matt, March 1st, Shore Conference Tournament Finals right here at the MAC, and then March 2nd, MU's final game of the year up at Siena. So big couple of games potentially on the Shore Sports Network.
And the Friday night prior to March 1st, which is the last day of February, Monmouth will play their final home game of the season.
A lot going on.
Busy weekend.
Marist, first possession for them this half. Bowie short on a triple. Monmouth will come back the other way. James leads Jones, as now the Hawks will reset an offense. As James goes down low to Brady. Brady, touch pass to Tillman. Big Zach misses the first one. Gets the second one to go. And one for Zach Tillman as the Hawks go up 37-33.
I was just going to say, boy, if there's one thing you've got to make sure, if you're Tillman, you've got to take care of those possessions down inside. But if you're going to miss, go ahead and get your own rebound back and get fouled and go to the free throw line.
You now have one shot.
Yikes.
Zach Tillman at the line. Trying to convert a three-point play. He'll do just that, rattling home a free throw to give MU a 38-33 lead. Spring sports began today on campus. The Monmouth women's lacrosse team, the two-time defending conference champions, lost their season opener to Fresno State as Monmouth fouls Bowie here. James clobbers it.
Among the snow and the ice out of Kessler Field.
Nothing like coming in from California to a nice tundra-esque condition.
It will be the last East Coast February trip that Fresno State ever takes.
I'm just shocked. It's lacrosse starts earlier and earlier every year. It's unbelievable. I guess we could say that about most sports.
Every sport.
We've played 1 minute here, second half. Monmouth on top of Marist by five. Curry throws to Bowie, guarded by Brady. Bowie, about 15 feet from the basket. Pull up in front of Brady. An air ball, late whistle, and they'll call Brady, getting Bowie on the arm. It'll be two free throws for Jay Bowie.
It was a late whistle, and almost as if the shot had already hit close to the rim backboard, and then there was contact. But nonetheless, a shooting foul call. Bowie with an opportunity from the line.
So Bowie at the line. He's got 13, now 14. For the complete recap and stats from that lacrosse match, as well as from today's men's basketball game, you know you can log in right to GoMUHawks.com, where you're probably listening and watching this broadcast today. Again, GoMUHawks.com with everything you need for the Monmouth Athletic Department. As after Bowie knocked down two free throws, Deion Jones was fouled by Siobhan Lewis, his first foul. 18:42 to go in our second half.
First personal foul, second team foul on the Red Hawks.
Man-to-man defense here for Marist.
Down low. Tillman, lefty shot, gets another one to go. Matt, he's into double figures now with 11.
That's what you like to see. I mean, he's got a nice touch around the rim and around the basket. It's only going to get better with time.
Hawks on top, 40-35. Lewis faces up on Nicholas, short on a triple to Jones. Deion Jones has it poked out from behind, but it's poked right to Josh James. James now finds a streaking Brady who will lay it in to put the Hawks up 7.
Love the ball movement right now. All of a sudden, Monmouth with a nice little run to get things up and going here. And Jeff Bauer has seen enough. He will take a timeout to try and stop this MU run.
That timeout will get extended from a 30 to a full. We'll step out as well. Hawks on top 42-35. 17:55 to go second half as we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill, 1309 Main Street in Belmar, not only features great food and entertainment, but nightly drink specials and the best wings around. Whether you're checking out college hoops or the NBA, or you're having a full private party catered, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com, and make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar.
Great start here for Monmouth in the second half. They've increased their lead to 7-42-35. Two other games yet to tip in the second half. Manhattan 41, Niagara 30. Siena up 5 on Canisius 32-27. And again, the late start today in the league, Quinnipiac hosting St. Peter's.
Marist, after taking that timeout, will inbound here. You hear a nice cordial conversation between Jay Bowie and one of our officials in our crowd mic as Marist now back on the offensive. Hawks playing 2-3 zone here. T.J. Curry, circle dribble from the left wing, dribbles top of the key to Lewis. Over to Hart, left wing, ball fake, tries a three, missing it short. Bowie tips the rebound right to Jeff Bauer. Out of bounds off of Marist. It'll come back to MU with a 7-point lead.
And we should say for Tillman, that 11-point hit that he's hit so far today, he has already tied his career high. He had 11 against Quinnipiac in a loss earlier this season. Second time this year the big guy's been in double figures.
Hawks possessing here. James throws it down low to Tillman. Tillman backs into Kemp. Back to James for three. That one is good for Josh James. The Hawks go up by 10.
First double-digit lead of the game for MU. Again, the continuity on offense is continuing.
Ball goes out of bounds. Monmouth actually knocked it out, so Marist will inbound again. 17:07 to go, second half. This is Monmouth's largest lead of the contest at 45-35. Curry, down low to Kemp. He is hammered by Tillman. Big Zach picks up foul number 2, and they'll make Adam Kemp have to earn it from the foul line. And you know, I was going to say in the first half, there's been foul calls, but this game has had a lot of rhythm to it. It's had a lot of flow, and there's been few of those obvious kind of clobber fouls. And Matt, it's really made for a pretty entertaining 23 or so minutes of hoops.
Yeah, there hasn't been a ton of whistles. You hope that kind of continues here, obviously, for the last 17 minutes of this game. It'll keep the flow up. Teams have played well against one another. This will be a big, important win for Monmouth, just in the structure of getting their season turned around, trying to snap that 6-game losing streak.
Kemp goes 1 of 2 from the line. The second free throw was the miss that Monmouth now rebounded. Hawks leading by 9 points. James dumps it down low to Tillman. Tillman backs into Kemp a couple of times. Strong move to the basket, and he is fouled. Kemp gets him. It's his third with 16:46 to go. Zach Tillman will have 2 free throws.
Looks like a completely different player today. Confident, strong, not really being pushed around at all inside. He is getting after it. You know, and the other thing I would say today, Eddie, too, and maybe it's a product of the injury factors, the rotation is much shorter today than it has been pretty much all season long. Monmouth consistently goes 10, sometimes 11 deep. But we obviously have not seen Colin Stewart today. We haven't seen Greg Nowak. Max DeLeo, we know, is out with the injury. So that's really the other guys who have been kind of part of the mix and part of the rotation.
Khalil Brown checks in, taking out Chris Brady. Tillman's first free throw regave MU a 10-point lead, and his second one now gives the Hawks an 11-point advantage at 47-36. Tyrone O'Garrow in for Tillman with 16:46 to go. Matt, you're 100% right where that rotation that was huge early in the year, still not small, but it looks to be more defined as we head into March.
It's a little tighter today than it has been, and you wonder if that's because you want to make sure you're playing guys that you feel like can get you this win today because you want to get out of a six-game losing streak, or maybe this is the development of what Monmouth will do for the rest of the year going into tournament time when the bench usually shrinks up a little bit anyway.
Andrew Nicholas called for a foul. It's his third. Monmouth fifth here in the second half. 16 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Khalid Hart, right wing, bounces top of the key to Curry. New player has checked into the game for Marist. That's Peter Frenzlou. Frenzlou's in for Kemp, who has three fouls. Frenzlou, another screen for Hart. Hart, step back, gets James in the air. Good closeout by James, but Hart puts it in. He's got 10. He joins Bowie in double digits. Monmouth now on top, 47-38. James dribbles himself to the right wing. Down low to Jones. Deion Jones right at Siobhan Lewis. Picks up his dribble. And I have a whistle, and we have a timeout by Coach Rice. 15:54 to go here, second half. Coach Rice takes a 30-second timeout. We'll keep things right here.
30-second timeout, called by Monmouth.
47-38. You know, if you're Monmouth, and this is a lead that you kind of stick with, 8, 9, 10 points, you feel pretty comfortable. Certainly the way that things have gone, and MU getting a lot of contributions today. Deion Jones in double figures, Zach Tillman in double figures, and so many points coming down low and inside.
Fans, we want to remind you, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. We'd also like to thank our good friends from University Subs and Deli for providing our media room food today, as well as our good buddies at Aramark. They're proud to be the official Monmouth Dining Services provider. 15:54 to go in our second half. We're live on the Shore Sports Network and on GoMUHawks.com's Hawk Vision as MU inbounds it here. Maris goes 2-3 on the zone. James throws it to Ogero. Tyrone somehow bats it into the rim. It'll be 2 points for Ogero. Credit James with the assist, and they both give each other the kind of sheepish grin right now.
Kind of hit the backboard rim and Ogero's hand all at the same time.
Siobhan Lewis missing a jumper and then trying to go back up. It's knocked out of bounds by the Hawks. That'll get us to the timeout. 15:33 to go. Monmouth 49, Marist 38. As we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at the MAC, Monmouth 49, Marist 38, as we'll now take a look at our upcoming Hawk Vision schedule, and a lot of it is also our upcoming Shore Sports Network schedule. As Matt, this is the first of four straight for Monmouth. They have returned home on Wednesday the 19th, a big doubleheader Saturday with the MU women. The men play at 7 o'clock, and then they have Niagara Friday the 28th, their final home game here this season.
Yeah, nice to see four in a row before one road game on March 2nd.
Marist here. Siobhan Lewis will go to the basket and lay one in to cut MU's lead to 9. Also, fans, worth mentioning a couple early lacrosse matches for the women's side. February 26th, they'll host Lafayette. And March 4th is the first men's lacrosse match here at Monmouth University. Nicholas to the basket, off the back of the iron. Rebound, Jay Bowie. Red Foxes will come back the other way. Hart. Tough shot in the lane is good. A lot of contact, and he'll cut MU's lead to 7.
I thought he was going to get a call there as well. Absorbed contact and did well just to get a shot off.
Khalil Brown on the left wing throws to Tyrone Ogero on the right wing. MU working it here. James throws for Deion Jones straight away with Siobhan Lewis on him. Working around the perimeter. Brown, right wing, back to James. James, top of the key, calls for the screen with 5 on the clock. It's a flat screen. James to the basket over Prinsloo. No good. Rebound by Jay Bowie. Maris will come back down by 7. Lewis will go right at Khalil Brown, and he'll go to the line for 2 after Brown picks up his first foul.
Bad possession either way for Mama. Shot clock wound all the way down there. James couldn't get anything on his drive. And then MU with a bit of sloppy rotation that time, allowing Lewis to go to the line.
Siobhan Lewis, who was magnificent up in Poughkeepsie, hits the first free throw. He now has 8. first time these two teams played. Lewis was fantastic as he makes them both. That game up in Poughkeepsie, he had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. All-conference caliber player. He cuts Monmouth's lead to 5 here. Top of the key, Andrew Nicholas off a handoff from Khalil Brown. Dribble handoff for O'Garrow. Monmouth moving it on the perimeter here. As now Deion Jones has it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Throws left corner for James. 10 on the shot clock. Josh James cross court now to Khalil Brown. He'll step into a deep triple. Off the backboard, no good. Siobhan Lewis with the rebound. Lewis with James on him. Little shake and bake into the left corner. Now pull it out top of the key. To the basket with 25. Lefty shot at the rim is good. 4 in a row for Siobhan Lewis, and it's a 3-point game.
Nah, I said you want to keep the lead like 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. Feel pretty comfortable about it. But Lewis is such a dynamic player. He can change the complexion of a game so fast.
Coach Rice takes a full timeout. Will step out as well. Hawks on top, 49-46. 13:27 to go as we'll step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at the MAC. Monmouth on top of Marist, 49-46. Matt, we're fresh off a King Rice timeout in which he had to stop this Red Foxes run as they've cut it to 3.
Nah, it's really been the Siobhan Lewis run more so than anything else.
And that's the way you stop a run. Deion Jones, rise and fire for 3 as he now has 15 points. Khalid Hart will try to answer. He will for 3. Little back and forth here as the Hawks lead 52-49. Under 13 minutes to go. Jones has been so efficient today for MU. Throws it over to James. It's Nicholas in the left corner. Tillman, left block. Works on Prinsloo. Spins baseline side. He's short with the lefty jump hook. Keeps the rebound alive. It's batted in the air. And they say off of Tillman, back to Maris.
Those have been the best two options today for Monmouth. Jones creating his own shot. Has been very good from the outside as well. And then Tillman down low inside. Unfortunately, MU unable to get anything on that possession.
Monmouth will go back 2-3 zone here with 12 and a half to go in our second half. TJ Curry had a 3 early, hasn't scored since, has it top of the key. Bounces it to Bowie. Siobhan Lewis 3 for the tie. Is way short. James catches it and makes a great move to break free. Over to Deion Jones. Deion to the basket. No good. Everyone thought there'd be a foul, as now we'll go back the other way. Khalid Hart right at Tillman, and he'll be tied up on a jump ball situation as Tillman gets the block, alternate possession. It'll stay with Marist with 30 on the shot clock.
A lot of contact for no whistle that last time down for MU and Jones.
Hawks lead 52-49. Looked as though there was contact. It also looked like he lost it even before there was contact. Siobhan Lewis fouled here. They're going to call Deion Jones for the foul. It'll be his second. The team seventh will put Siobhan Lewis at the line for 1-1.
17 foul on Monmouth.
Well, that's, I won't say that's a bad foul. The worst part about it is that's the seventh foul on MU. So Maris will shoot free throws for the remaining part of this game. And in a tight one, you just don't want to give that early opportunity.
Siobhan Lewis makes his first free throw. Manny Thomas in, TJ Curry out. 12 even to go here in our second half. Lewis was quiet in the first half, has come alive here in the second half. As he goes 2 of 2 from the line, and Monmouth now just up by 1, 52-51. James has seen all the action here, second half at the point guard position, with Robinson still on the bench. He'll throw to Jones. Jones finds Nicholas. They go elbow to Brady in the corner to Nicholas for 3. In and out. Bowie pulls down the rebound. Maris can take a lead here with 11:35 to go. Hart crosses over on James. Loses it, now shuffles it over to Thomas. Throws it right wing to Bowie, now over to Siobhan Lewis. Lewis thought at 3, thought again, now is going to drive. Pull up instead for 2 and missed that one short. Bowie, offensive rebounds. Reverse layup is missed. Tipped rebound comes down to Zach Tillman. Outlet pass to Josh James. James, stop and go at the foul line. has it up at the rim and good to keep MU in front.
James is good in the open court. Full display that time. Hard take to the basket. Good finish.
He is so good in the open floor. Under 11 to go in this second half. Good answer there. Hawks now on top 54-51. Hart, pull for three in the tie. That one's in and out. Prinsloo tracks the rebound down. Hand to Siobhan Lewis, who's wide open for three. His wrist has to be bothering him that he's hesitant to shoot from deep. He's going to drive. And around Nicholas, he'll get one to go.
I don't think that's not the matchup for Monmouth. I don't think you want Nicholas playing Siobhan Lewis, who even though he's more of a jump shooter type, he can, as we just saw, drive to the basket.
Deion Jones tries to bounce it to Tillman. It was kicked by Maris. The Hawks will have the ball when we return. 10:22 to go. Monmouth 54, Marist 53, as we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside, 10:22 to go. Monmouth on top of Marist 54-53. As now, Matt, we alluded to it earlier, big day. High school basketball in Monmouth and Ocean County. The Shore Conference tournament seedings were announced. Those are available on ShoreSportsNetwork.com as well as on APP.com, who's a tremendous partner of ours. And I know we talked about it a little bit. It all culminates with the Shore Conference girls and boys final March 1st here at the MAC. Normally a great night of basketball where you get a bunch of local towns that come out, and it really is a good experience for the local people to come see this tremendous facility.
Tournament gets started this week as well. The quarterfinals will be next weekend at Long Branch High School. The semifinals at Brick Memorial for both the boys and the girls. And then, as we mentioned, the finals here on March 1st. Point Beach, the top seed on the boys' side, and St. John Vianney on the girls.
Colin Stewart into the game for the first time. He throws to Khalil Brown, who is called for steps right as he goes to get going at the foul line. So now, Matt, this Monmouth lineup is Stewart and Brown. They're with Nicholas, Ogero, and Robinson. Probably the smallest lineup MU's put out all season.
Yeah, and not really a post guy in there at all.
Thomas, double team, bounces one to Khalid Hart. Hart will dribble himself to the top of the key. Under 10 to go, second half. Monmouth up one. Hart drives right at Nicholas, no call, and he flips it up off the glass, and good. Marist up by one.
Well, both coaches probably wanted a foul either way, but what a finish by Hart.
And then Kemp fouls Nicholas going to the basket. That foul on Adam Kemp will be his fourth foul, and he was a huge factor the first time these two teams played. Now he'll have to sit down as he picks up foul number four with 9:45 to go in the second half.
Well, I think the question here for Monmouth is how long are you going to stick with this particular lineup? Look at what's on the bench. James, Brady, Tillman, and Jones, all of whom who have had pretty effective games today. You know, are you just going to give them a couple-minute blow and then get them back in? Maybe the nine-minute mark, you try to get to the next media timeout if you can.
Prinsloo checks back for Kemp. Nicholas's first free throw tied this game at 55. He's got one more coming. You hear how silent the MAC goes as Nicholas goes 2 of 2, putting MU up by one. Inbound to Siobhan Lewis. MU double teams Lewis. Long find to Bowie. Cross court to Khalid Hart. Everyone back now with 9:30 to go. Hart guarded by Nicholas. Throws it over to Manny Thomas. He's being checked by Ogero. Back to Hart. Arena Prinsloo screen. Throws top of the key for Siobhan Lewis. He shoots over Robinson. An air ball for Siobhan Lewis. And Khalil Brown is called for a foul as he was trying to box out Peter Prinsloo.
Trying to box him out, and both guys kind of got tangled up. I think what they'll say is Khalil that time swung the arm around, which, you know, that movement like that, that definite movement, usually draws you a whistle.
That's Monmouth's eighth foul. Robinson quickly comes out. Matt, not sure.
Doesn't look right.
Prinsloo missed the free throw. James has checked in, but has it been one of these things that Robinson has toughed out so many minutes already this year that they're being a little more careful with him, maybe?
Well, I mean, you got to think. You got the tournament coming up. You need a guy like that to be healthy. He's been your starting point guard for basically the entire part of the season.
James throws to Colin Stewart, top of the key. Stewart will dribble himself into the left corner with under 9 to go in the second half. MU with the smallest of leads, 56-55. James, between the legs a few times, right at heart. He put it in off the glass, but they'll call the foul out front on the floor. It'll be Hart's first, Marist's fifth here in the second half.
And that's one of those that you almost wish that there was no whistle at all, because James, who has that penchant for getting to the rim, high arcing shot that went. But instead, MU puts it in play.
Inbound to Tyrone O'Garrow, and O'Garrow is fouled. So Hart quickly picks up two fouls. And we've talked about how good James is, Matt, in the open floor. If he can be effective going to the rim in the half court, that'd be a nice step in his evolution as a ball player.
Yeah, definitely would. He's had a good game today. Just what you want out of a point guard. Five assists. He's got just one turnover. Taking care of the basketball.
Stewart throws to Nicholas. Open for three. Put it in. Big shot for Andrew Nicholas.
He's been pretty quiet for the better part of this entire game. But open in the corner that time. Marist did not rotate over. And Red knocks it down.
Hawks lead 59-55. 8:20 and counting. Shimon Lewis, top of the key. Drives right at the heart of Nicholas. In and out. Prinsloo, offensive rebound, and puts it in over Khalil Brown.
I think that all starts, though, with that matchup. Lewis against Nicholas. He's given him a lot of space, so he's allowing him to pull up. And then on top of it, he's allowing the drive to the basket.
And the compound matters for Mammoth. Tyrone O'Garrow is called for an offensive foul, knocking over Peter Prinsloo, who's laughing a little bit, and I think he duped the officials a bit. I'm going to go ahead and proclaim that a flop, just for no other reason than look at the size difference between O'Garrow and Prinsloo. I'd say there's about 30, 40 pounds of difference. I'd have a hard time believing that that would happen.
He sold it, for sure.
Oscars are coming up. I know that. Under 8 to go in our second half. It's 59-57 Mammoth. Manny Thomas will drive on Deion Jones from the right wing. Kicks it out to Khalid Hart. Works his way to Bowie for three. Marist on top by one as Jay Bowie hits another triple.
Marist starting to get a little momentum right now. If your mom, you almost want to whistle to get to the media timeout.
Hawks now trail by a point. And you could really use a hoop here. Jones has been there all game. He pulls up. Can't get that one to go. Rebound to Shimon Lewis. And Lewis is fouled by Tyrone O'Garrow. That'll get us to the under 8 timeout. 7:24 to go. Marist now on top of Mammoth, 60-59, as we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at the MAC, where Marist has taken a one-point lead on Mammoth, 60-59, 7 minutes, 24 seconds to go. And fans, you already know to stay connected with the Mammoth Hawks through social media. We're going to remind you at MU Hawks on Twitter and Instagram, and like Mammoth University Athletics on Facebook. But you can find all of those social media pages, as well as every individual Mammoth team social media page, at the Social Media Hub on GoMUHawks.com. It's conveniently located at GoMUHawks.com/connect. You go there, you can go on a liking and following spree to make sure you are always up to date on MU Athletics.
60-59, Marist here with the advantage, and said going into that last timeout, the Red Foxes seems like they're getting their act together again here in the second half, and maybe the wrong time for Mammoth, who despite shooting 8 of 16, MU finds himself down by 1, 8 of 16 here in the second half.
Shimon Lewis at the line, he's got 15, one of three Red Foxes in double figures, missing his first free throw. You take a look at some of the stat trends. MU doing the job in the paint, outscoring Marist 32-18, but they're being outscored by 12 on the perimeter as Marist has hit four more threes. Lewis's second free throw gives Marist a 61-59 lead. Coming up on the seven-minute mark, Josh James, spin, pull up for two, and put it in. He's got nine, and we're tied at 61.
Really has had a very good ball game. Getting the start at the point. He's taking care of the basketball. He's been involved with the offense.
Talk about his evolution. That's part of it, too. The mid-range jump shot. MU going 2-3 zone look here. Manny Thomas out to Bowie. Back up top of the key to Thomas. Pull from the foul line. In and out. Zach Tillman back into the game and pulling down that rebound.
Good strong rebound that time by Tillman.
Ahead to Nicholas. He'll have it taken by Lewis. It's a three on none. Siobhan Lewis will dunk it in to give Marist a two-point lead. Now he's not hitting from outside, but good players find ways to score, and Lewis now has 18.
It seems crazy that he's got 18 because he hasn't really taken the game over like he did the last time these teams played.
He had five in the first half. He is doing the job here in the second half. Hawks trail by two. Nicholas, left wing to James. Tillman has it poked out by Manny Thomas. Red Foxes will get it back with exactly 6 minutes to go. Hart being guarded by James. Uses a Prinslow screen. Throws to Siobhan Lewis for three. Oh, he put it in! Siobhan Lewis has taken over this ball game, and Marist leads Monmouth 66-61.
Now he has kind of taken it over. I agree. I mean, back-to-back baskets, a dunk, fast break, the three-pointer.
Five and a half to go. Lewis with 16 in the second half. Nicholas on the right wing. Throws it over left wing to Josh James. 12 on the shot clock. James with Khalid Hart on him. Throws to Tillman, gets it back with 8 seconds now. James has to make a play. He'll lose it. Right to Tillman. 4 seconds to go. James with one to beat the shot clock. Missing that off the rim. Rebound to Siobhan Lewis. Lewis will lead Marist back the other way. Bounce it to Khalid Hart. Finds a trailing buoy for three. Oh, he put it in! Marist is on a huge run, and the Red Foxes now lead by eight.
Again, if you're Monmouth, can you survive until the next media timeout? You can't.
30-second timeout,
Coach Rice takes a 30-second timeout, answering Matt's question. Matt, just a minute ago, this game was tied. Now Marist, on a huge scoring run, is up 69-61. And unfortunately, this game has followed the trend of the past few. Leading at Fairfield, leading at St. Peter's, dropping those two, losing to Iona last time out. MU in danger territory right here.
Yeah, they certainly are. And again, the way that the game started for Marist with all the three-pointers, and now the way that it's come full circle again. They went through a cold stretch shooting the ball from the outside, but now you're seeing Lewis get more involved. You're seeing Bowie get himself more involved. Dangerous time here for MU.
4:57 to go. Marist up 69-61. It is their largest lead of the game as their shooting percentage is creeping up right now. They're well over 50 for the second half, and now with 4:57 to go and the Hawks trailing by eight, Matt Monmouth now in dire need of a basket.
Yeah, they do. They got to figure out a way to get maybe Deion Jones back involved. James can get to the rim. They've gone away from the inside guys as well with Tillman.
James, top of the key, dribbles himself left wing. They want to establish Tillman. He'll go to Jones instead. Jones top of the key. Finds Tillman left elbow. Back top to James. Finds Nicholas running the baseline. Air ball was fading away on the shot. Marist pulls down the rebound.
I know if you're Nicholas, you're trying to get your team started, but that was a rushed corner three that maybe Mama didn't need.
Khalid Hart. Pull up for two. Oh, my goodness. Marist can't miss. Matt, they're up 71-61.
Red hot right now is Marist. They're dominating offensively.
Deion Jones for the answer. He'll put that one in to cut the Marist lead to 8 points.
Had to have that basket if you're Monmouth. MU's got to figure out something here defensively. They'll go man-to-man. They've got to tighten things up. Can't allow Marist to continue to get these easy baskets.
Under four to go. Hart to Lewis. It's been all him here in the second half. ISO'd up by Nicholas. Lewis around a couple of screens. Behind the back. Pull for two. That one off to the left. Rebounded Deion Jones. Head up in transition with the Hawks trailing 71-63. Jones jumps the pass. Finds Brady down low, who's fouled by Prinslow. Little pep in their step as we get to the under four timeout. 3:30 to go. Marist on top of MU. 71-63 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go in our second half. Monmouth, which led for the majority of this game, now trails Marist 71-63. Chris Brady will go to the line for two for MU, but Matt, kind of said it to each other off air. The Hawks have to find a way to get a win here.
Well, look at all of a sudden the numbers for Marist becoming a little gaudy offensively. Lewis and Bowie each with 21. Hart's got 19. That's your starting, basically, backcourt, three-guard alignment. Bowie's been a dynamic player, 6 of 9 today shooting from the outside. And as this run continues here for Marist, we've seen Lewis start to get going and take the game over.
Brady makes his first free throw. Cuts this lead to 7. He now has 7 points as Jalen Palm is ready to check into the game. Not sure for who. Brady does have another free throw. And he makes them both. Palm checks in for Chris Brady. So now an extremely small lineup for Monmouth, who will pressure full, trailing 71-65. And you've got to figure Justin Robinson, Matt, still banged up, that he's not in the game in this spot.
Probably just can't go, especially if Monmouth is going to pressure and try and trap.
Prinsloo hands off to Siobhan Lewis, as now MU will pressure Marist all over the floor with 3:15 and counting to go. James will guard Lewis. Lewis, couple of screens from Prinsloo. As the top of the key, picks up his dribble. Throws to Bowie. Back to Lewis. Pumped at 3, 7 on the shot clock now. Has James on him. Lewis, jump to pass. Manny Thomas, corner 3. That one short. Tyrone O'Gara with the rebound. Lewis is down, and you can have numbers if they push. Palm to Jones for 3. Off to the right. Rebound out of the air by O'Gara, who tried to bounce it to Jones. Lewis kicked it. Fresh shot clock for MU with 2:46 to go.
Marist will now match and go small themselves and bring Curry back into the game and send Prinsloo to the bench. I don't think you've got anybody in this game over about 6'6 or 6'7.
A rec game has broken out. 2:40 and counting to go. Hawks trail by 6. Jones pumps at 3. Finds O'Gara. O'Gara's going to go to the basket. Drive to Nicholas for 3. In and out. Rebound out of bounds off of Jay Bowie. I'll tell you, Tyrone O'Gara is really hustling down low. His hustle earned Monmouth this new possession.
Well, that's what he does. He's an energy guy that gets Monmouth a lot of second chance opportunities.
Inbound to Deion Jones. He lost it right at the rim. And then it's out of bounds off of Manny Thomas. So another chance for MU with 2:27 to go. Nicholas will inbound. Gets it into Jones. Top of the key, James. Palm has it. James to Jones again. They're playing catch on the perimeter. Marist is zoning the small MU lineup. James drives over to Nicholas. He blows the layup. Oh, that would have been huge as the Hawks still trail by 6.
And those are the shots you need to make. The 3 in the corner that last time, and then you get the possession back, and you can't finish with a layup.
Offensive foul is the call here as Khalid Hart picks up his 3rd foul. They'll say he pushed off of Jalen Palm with his off arm. That'll get Khalil Brown into the game. So now Coach Rice will go offense, defense, Matt, with 2:01 to go, and his Hawks trailing 71-65.
With Palm into the game, you've kind of shifted Josh James back off to the off-guard spot. So look for Monmouth to try to get him the ball somehow off a screen.
Palm goes for Khalil Brown. Deion Jones now is going to jump stop in the lane. Get it to go with a floater. And it's now 71-67 with 1:47 to go. Coach Rice takes a 30-second timeout. And you like the aggressiveness, Matt. Deion kind of seeing who's on the floor with and knowing I got to be the guy. He now has 19.
Yeah, that was a nice, strong move to the basket by Jones. Good jump stop in the lane. Aggressive getting to the rim. And a basket Monmouth desperately needed.
1:47 to go. Monmouth trails Marist 71-67. This game of the utmost importance in the MAC standings, as we'll take a look at the rest of the out-of-town scoreboard.
Second half action, Eddie Manhattan leads Niagara by a score of 68-50. Canisius and Siena all tied up at 57. And coming up with a 4 o'clock tip, Quinnipiac is home for St. Peter's.
Here in West Long Branch, Monmouth with an absolutely critical final 1:47 ahead of them.
Start to get into that point where you can say if the league tournament started today, MU would be the 9 seed. and take on St. Peter's in the 8-9 matchup.
Yeah, if we've learned one thing, Matt, it's any team in this league can be any team on a given night. So Monmouth is probably playing Thursday in the league tournament, but it really doesn't matter. They could win that game regardless. As here, Maris will break Monmouth's pressure with 1:35 to go. A lot of guards on the floor right now. Maris about with a 4.5 guard lineup into this game with 90 seconds to go, 18 on the shot clock.
Something to keep an eye on, too. I believe that Monmouth is out of timeouts for the remaining part of this game.
Siobhan Lewis has Deion Jones on him now with 8 on the shot clock. It's been the Lewis show this half. He goes to the basket. Drive. Manny Thomas for 3. No good. Jalen Palm with the rebound. Hawks trailing by 4. Palm brings it up. Is tripped by Lewis. No call. Palm throws it over to Ogero. Works its way to Nicholas. He thought it 3. Now to the basket. Will lay it in to make it a 2-point game.
Full court press here for MU. Off the make from Nicholas.
Under a minute to go. Nicholas pokes it away. Loose ball. James comes away with it. Throws it ahead to Nicholas. Hawks trail by 2. Right to the basket. We're tied at 71. 44 seconds to go. What a sequence for Andrew Nicholas as we have a brand new game with 44.7 left.
Great hustle by Jalen Palm, too, at midcourt. Off the deflection. Dove to the floor to make sure that MU could get that ball back. Nicholas had stationed himself on the offensive side for MU, and another easy 2 at the rim, and MU with a nice little flurry here to tie this one up.
How about that little sequence where Nicholas could have had the 3, instead took the 2, then he pokes the ball away from Siobhan Lewis. James threw it ahead to him, and then Red's able to get the layup to fall. So he's got 4 in a row. Deion Jones leads the way with 19. Now the onus back on Maris. Brand new game, Matt, 71-71, 44 seconds to go. The Hawks obviously don't have to foul in a tie game, as there's just under 10 seconds separating our game and shot clock.
Nah, you can play this one out now for sure. Play straight up. Be interested to see if Monmouth comes out with any kind of pressure, which has really caused Maris some problems. They will, at least MU showing full court man-to-man pressure.
It's this small lineup that has made the comeback. Bowie inbounds to Siobhan Lewis. Lewis going to take his time bringing it up. Sensing where the pressure's coming from. 35 seconds to go. Lewis escapes pressure with his dribble alive. Has his shot blocked by Deion Jones. Deion now has the basketball, and MBU can take the final shot of this game to win it with 25 seconds to go.
And the shot clock turned off. Great elevation on the block from Deion Jones.
15 seconds to go. 10 seconds. It'll be Jones' game to win. 71-71. Jones eyes up Siobhan Lewis. Will pull for 3. No good off to the right. Manny Thomas will pull it down, and he'll baseball throw it, which will send us to overtime after the miss. Monmouth comes back. They force overtime, and it'll be a brand new 5 minutes of basketball when we return. Hawks and Red Foxes. We'll go to extra time after a 60-second break, tied at 71, right here on the Shore Sports Network.